Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is Sherm Global Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Sherm Global Radio. Ahalya here, keeping you company. And today we're talking about another emerging trend in the world of work. Now, you've probably heard a lot of this lately, but you know that shift in workplaces where we say work is no longer defined by static job titles. It's a mosaic of skills, tasks, and ever-changing needs. Well, we have a catchy name for that reality now. Work pixelation. It is the move from fixed roles to dynamic modular work units that adjust as circumstances change. Many global organizations are already testing this approach to create a more responsive and agile workforce. Now, if you are an HR leader or HR professional, understanding these changes is crucial to shaping the future of your team. But you're probably thinking, wait, Ahalya, did you say pixelation? Yes, I did. I know it's strange and it feels like a collision of worlds that we weren't prepared for, but just go with the flow. Stay with me. Think back to the last role you needed to fill. Chances are you prepared a traditional job description outlining a fixed set of responsibilities for one person. That process has been the norm for decades. One role, one person, one static description. Now imagine breaking that role down into individual skills and tasks. Picture one person handling data analysis, another developing strategy, and another executing the plan. Each contributing exactly when needed and then moving on to other assignments as the situation evolves. Now, that is what I mean by pixelation of work. Instead of confining work to a single unchanging role, the work itself becomes flexible and adaptable. And when we use words like confine, flexible, or adaptable, it is with good reason. People are not unidimensional, and modern workplaces value skills. So pixelation of work is like rearranging the pieces of a puzzle to reveal a clearer picture that fits the moment's needs. If you've ever tried explaining your job to someone outside of HR, you might appreciate a model that not only simplifies the explanation, but also mirrors the dynamic nature of modern work that we're all living in. And at an individual level, it's less burrowed in cubicles, right? It's more, hey, I think I can help with that. For example, consider a global FMCG's approach with their AI-powered internal talent marketplace. Rather than limiting employees to a single role, this system allows them to take on projects across the company based on their strengths and interests. The measurable boost in workforce capacity and productivity at Unilever illustrates that this is not merely a theoretical concept. It's an actionable strategy that delivers results. Now, there are three main factors that are driving this shift from traditional roles to a more modular approach. The first, hands down, technological advancements. With AI and automation increasingly handling routine tasks, organizations are rethinking how roles are defined. There's a growing emphasis on skills like adaptability, creative problem solving, and strategic thinking, the qualities that machines cannot easily replicate. Technology is not just replacing tasks, it is redefining what it means to contribute value within a company. The second driver would be evolving employee preferences. Modern professionals often seek work that transcends a fixed title. They value opportunities that offer diverse challenges and allow them to develop new skills. Today's workforce wants roles that aren't pigeonholed, but are actually as multifaceted as their own interests and abilities. After all, even your LinkedIn profile needs a little versatility to keep recruiters interested, right? And this preference for flexibility also reflects a broader desire for work that is meaningful and adaptable to changing life circumstances. And the third driver is broader access to talent. The rise of remote work and the growing gig economy mean that expertise is no longer confined by geography. Companies can tap into a global talent pool, assembling teams that combine in-house employees with external specialists. Now, instead of relying on one person to cover an entire role, organizations can distribute tasks among team members from different locations, bringing in the best available expertise wherever it may be found for that particular task. Now, this is a new mode of work, and it is intricate, which is why HR leaders play a pivotal role in navigating this transition. So I figured it'd be good to look at some practical steps to help your organization adapt to work pixelation. Saying that is never going to get old. It is such a funky label for this phenomena. Now, the first thing to do would be to reimagine job descriptions. You really need to rethink how you define roles. Move away from conventional titles and create skill-based profiles that detail specific responsibilities. For example, rather than labeling a position as marketing manager, consider crafting a description that outlines key responsibilities like content strategy, analytics, and storytelling. This approach not only provides clarity, but also opens the door for a more dynamic allocation of work based on skill sets. Another thing you can do is build an internal talent marketplace. So consider implementing or expanding systems that already exist to allow employees to participate in projects across different functions. An internal talent marketplace can empower employees to choose assignments that match their skills and aspirations, fostering both personal growth and organizational agility. Platforms like these can serve as a bridge between available talent and emerging project needs, ensuring that the right skills are applied at the right time. It's also really important to invest in continuous upskilling. In today's evolving work environment, continuous learning is essential. So offer training programs, micro-learning opportunities, or certifications that enable your team to update their skills regularly. And this not only helps employees transition between roles and projects more seamlessly, but also ensures that your organization remains competitive in a fast-changing marketplace. And finally, adopt agile workforce planning. You really have to shift from traditional headcount models to planning based on the specific skills required now and in the future. Evaluate which skills are critical for your organization's success and determine whether those capabilities are available internally or need to be sourced externally. Agile workforce planning encourages a forward-thinking mindset and prepares your organization to respond quickly to changing business needs. Before we conclude today's podcast, here's some food for thought. Take a moment to reflect on one of your current job descriptions. Examine the skills and tasks that it outlines, and consider whether a more flexible, modular approach might unlock new opportunities for your team. Work pixelation is a practical strategy that can help your organization remain agile, innovative, and prepared for the future. Sounds like a dream, doesn't it? With that, we arrive at the end of this episode of SHRM Global Radio. Thank you so much for listening. And I really hope that these insights inspire you to rethink traditional approaches and explore new possibilities in structuring work that could help shape a future where work is defined not by rigid titles, but by the dynamic contributions of talented individuals. And that's it for now. Who doesn't love a good rethink, right? This is Mia Halia signing off. I'll catch you very soon on another episode. Thank you for tuning in.
This is SHRM Global Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.